at the others, and I can't help but notice that some of them over there are not kind and they're not loving. In fact, they are the horrible opposite of that. And we say, if you had the ability to overcome their experience with your intentions, then that would mean that someone else would have the power to overcome your experience with their intentions. And none of you, none of us, want that. We understand the promise and the necessity of the freedom to individually create. So, you know how when you are a tennis player and you outgrow your beginning partners and you then want to experience more and more skilled athletes because together you create a much more dynamic game and more comes from you? Well, this is in a similar way. The analogy doesn't even come close to doing justice to the sentiment that we're wanting to offer. But in a similar way, as creators, you have come to such a place of powerful desire to create that you're so good at it that you don't mind the extreme contrast. In fact, at deep levels, you understand the more extreme the contrast, the more extreme the desire. And with guidance, the more sweet the creation. So you really did not see it as any sort of a problem to come into an environment where unwanted things would be evident. When we come back from segment of refreshment, if you want to, we will begin with you, because we would like to discuss what a group like this could do with knowledge that you hold in terms of vibrationally assisting world events. In other words, we want you to find in the environment that surrounds you your own individual desires, and we want to show you how you can come into alignment with your desires, and in doing so, how the world will begin to revolve around you. You can, in your lifetime, see the evidence of your alignment with thought. And as that comes into place, you'll say things to yourself such as, I knew I had an important reason for coming forth. Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are complete.